Welcome everybody to Tides Frame of Mind, episode whatever. You guys know that I'm bad with numbers, but today we have an incredibly special guest. This is somebody who has been a hoser for I mean, an incredibly long time, and one that I have always had a great amount of respect for because this hoser is not afraid to show their face. Everybody, welcome Francis Hose to the podcast.
Thank you so much.
And just for reminders out there, if you guys want to see this conversation in all of our pantyhose glory, you should see what Francis is wearing. He's wearing full black. He's got black all over his legs. These sexy pantyhose all over his legs, and he's got are they is that a full body pantyhose outfit or is are those gloves?
So it's a full nylon bodysuit.
Oh, aren't those hard to keep up with? You've got to file the nails like a mofo, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, so you and I go way back. We go back. I don't. I at this point in time, I'm thinking it's got to be at least 10 years, if not more.
Absolutely. It was funny because I was on FetLife, and that's when I was posting Zentai pictures and spandex pictures, and I had, I think, one or two pictures of me in green pantyhose. And you messaged me, you're like, why don't you show us more of that? I ended up throwing a lot more of those, and I ended up getting a lot more fans, and I went to Instagram, and I absolutely, fell in love with wearing more pantyhose than I do now, spandex. It's my way.
And what I also find incredibly awesome about you is that you have clearly a self-esteem that is admirable. Your body, you can tell by your photographs that you are so secure with how you look, and and your audience knows it. Like you've got, and you guys, I know the numbers of the performers. Like I know who's. I know who's doing what and who's making a scene. And Francis took off. Like I got to know him, and then all of a sudden, Francis was doing his own jam. And more power to you. Did you ever expect that you were going to become a pantyhose icon?
Not at all. I mean, I was surprised. I was like, let me just throw some pictures on Instagram and see what people think. And little by little, I started getting 10, 20, 30 followers, hundreds of followers, and I'm over, I think, 1,600 at this point. And it's just been amazing. I mean, the community is extremely nice. They're extremely accepting, and they love to see, my thing is I want to show masculinity in pantyhose as much as possible. Because that's just who I am. I'm a person that likes football. I'm a person that likes, normal things like everybody else. And everybody has this idea that you have to be a certain way. Like not saying like cross dressing, but I like to show masculinity with pantyhose, and that you can wear it, no matter who you are.
And for my listeners, when he says normal, and I'm not telling tales out of school, he doesn't mean it in a sense that if you are cross-dressing that you are abnormal. It's just I think what you mean in other words is that you are okay with the fact that you are what would be considered archetypal male, and you are happy with being that. Like that's part of your identity, and you are fortunate enough to be able to have the body that you were meant to be born into and the sexuality that you were meant to have. Like there's not so much a turmoil as that may happen with people who have more I would say let's just say more complicated internal struggles. Do you feel like that's true? Do you feel like you were
Absolutely. I think no matter who you are or what you believe in or what you identify as, just be comfortable in your skin and be you. I'm accepting of all people, of everything. I have a lot of trans friends that I talk to on Instagram. I'm all about being body positivity and showing who you are and not being afraid to show who you are and show your face. Because again, my most hated thing on Instagram is clicking through the pictures and you see feet, legs, feet, legs, feet, legs. And it's like, who is this? Who's attached to this?
I am of that party, and that's one of the reasons I think I immediately became so simpatico with you. Also, back in the day, this is before in our wilder days, we had a little fun, we had a little mutual let's say FAP exchange. Nothing. Just two 20 something guys that were just, hey, FAP, 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 FAP. I mean, I'm not ashamed of it. I always thought you were hot. I still think you're hot. And I get why people dig you. And so let's get to the nitty-gritty. Let's do the obvious question. What was the catalyst for your fetish development? What brought it on?
So originally I was very much into spandex. So I played football, and when you see these football players, walking beautifully in those locker rooms, then that's kind of what turned me on. And so the more I started looking at, different fantasies, I started getting to Zentai also, where I actually started wearing Zentai outfits to work underneath my clothes,
Oh, howdy do.
and someone caught me. My boss caught me. And she pulled up my shirt and she says, "What are you wearing?" I said,
What?
"Oh, yeah." And I said, "Oh, it's for running later when I go to the gym, and I was able to squeak out of it."
He pulled your shirt? That to
She
me is
did. Yes.
a little assaulty, right?
It's funny because when I was in my early 20s, there was a lot of that that went on. I was There was a lot of hitting on from different work bosses, but it never went anywhere. It's just, playfulness. I think today it's a lot more, like you get in trouble for doing stuff like that.
It's very
Whereas,
controlled.
yeah, where back then, you just kind of let it go, and I kind of let it go because I was wearing a full on bodysuit, and my shirt was up a little bit, and so she just saw bright blue going from up to down from my, top to bottom, and that's why she asked about it.
Jim, and more than likely, she was probably very curious. Dare I say, maybe a little bit hot for it, you know what I mean? Because you can always tell when somebody is curious in a whoa versus curious in a ew, you know?
It wasn't like disgust. It was like, "What are you wearing?" Like, it was just kind of like an interesting, like, "What is he wearing underneath his shirt right now?" So.
Now, one thing that people don't know, not necessarily because they should know, but what I find very fascinating about you is that you are openly bisexual and you are taking a stance in, and trust me, bisexuality, I believe, is absolutely more difficult to come to grips with than being gay, only because I've noticed with bisexual guys, and I've had a lot of bisexual guys in my life that have fallen for me, and they go through this sort of internal crisis where they're like, oh no, I was straight until I'm not. Oh my God, what's wrong with me? You seem to be just totally cool with it. What was that something that was just innate, or did you have family support? What was your journey with that?
Well, I originally thought I was gay when I was going through high school, and after high school, a little bit college. I mean, I hadn't done many things with anything you could possibly think of. And then first
Slut.
and then I met a girl that I worked with, and we got really close, and I said to her, "Just let me know, I'd had previous relations with guys," and she was completely comfortable with it. And so the more she got more comfortable, the more I would, tell her about other things that are possible, like pegging, and she was into it. And from then on, any girl that I ever was with, I always told them I was bisexual, and they were always into pegging, which was crazy to me. To me, that it was so easy to do that. But what I felt like is the more open you are with people, the more they get close to you. So that's
I
why,
agree 100%.
that's why I'm just all about, be who you are. Don't be afraid of expressing who you are to everybody else. I mean, everybody's afraid of judgment. I'm at the point where, like, judge me all you want. If you don't want to talk to me, goodbye. I don't need to talk to you. So I'm gonna be myself. That's just what I'm gonna do.
And you always have been. I remember, I don't want to say I discovered you, but I did discover you. What can I say? Well, in a sense that I remember finding your photos and thinking, this guy's a rarity, because for me, it's been an uphill battle trying to get guys just to take pictures of themselves wearing pantyhose, not necessarily doing what we did, which is, we're very we're adventurous and we don't mind doing a little bit of the naughty naughty on the side, which is, you know, again, and if anybody's judging us about that, I'd be like, okay, well, you know, fuck you. 'Cause I feel like anybody who judges people for doing things that they find quote unquote offensive, I feel like there's an undercurrent of, I wish I could do that. And my biggest thing that I talk to my listeners about too is I'm like, but you could do that if you wanted to. Like, do you not agree that being in the pantyhose community, being showing your face, have you ever run into anybody in your life that has come at you and said, I've seen your stuff behind the scenes and I'm going to tell everybody about what it is that you're doing? Have you ever run into that?
No, actually, of all the people I've ever met that's ever tried to use my past against me, it was the people I knew. It was my first girlfriend. That was it. No one online has ever tried to use that against me, ever.
And she was she doing it, and I'm spitballing here, but she was more likely, and this is not an excuse, she was probably doing it out of the fact that she was hurt and vindictive, versus it could have been anything that you were doing that she deemed quote unquote inappropriate. She just wanted to cause you distress because her idea of the relationship did not work out. Is that a fair enough assessment?
Absolutely. She was manipulative. She went back to my job and told them all that I was gay. And then, yeah. And so that was the only person that's ever tried to affect me personally, my life. No one online that I've ever met online has ever tried to use it against me, because I think that we're all kind of in the same boat. You know, like we're all into this fashion that I think is such a small niche, but it's an amazing niche to be part of.
Oh,
You know,
yes.
like, and by small, I mean like it's not like, you know, all over the internet, all over the TV shows yet.
It
But
is
right now,
a cult. Let's say it's got a cult following, let's say.
yes. But I
And
think
I
it'll
don't
be
mean that.
growing.
Yeah, and I don't mean that in a Scientology way. I don't mean that it's brainwashed. I mean that we are a very devoted, very niche group of people that will never give up on what it is that we love and will continue to bring pantyhose to the forefront of the conversation. And one thing, I don't know if you've noticed this, like how much has pantyhose blown up on the general internet? I don't, if you go visit you know, Twitter, formerly known as X, I refuse to call it X. I'm sorry. Elon, that's a terrible name. Because what are you supposed to do, right? You're gonna say, oh, I'm gonna go X somebody, like if
Yeah, I
you're gonna
know.
tweet them. Like, and you know, let's just face it, he's a moron, but that's as political as I'm gonna get. But the amount of people on Twitter that are coming and expressing themselves, showing all these incredible, like these numbers of people, that was not what we had back in the Disney.
No, I mean, even when you walk down the street, you see men wearing tights underneath shorts right now. And 10, 20 years ago, that was not even a thing. Like, you would have never thought to do that. So I think over time, you're going to see a lot more of the pantyhose fashion come out. I think it's just, we're almost there. You know, we have a small niche, but I think eventually it's going to kick on, just like, you know, like the past. But I mean, it's incredibly comfortable. I find tights better than the, I'm sorry, I find pantyhose better than the tights that you wear in the gyms. I just feel
Oh
like it's just
yeah.
more breathable,
Oh my
you know?
God,
And so
yeah.
I just think that that's going to catch on a lot more.
I feel like the guys who wear them at the gym, they're taking itty bitty baby steps. They're like, I'm just gonna try on something that's tights like and see how it rolls. And I'm like, oh, if you just went full Monty, nobody gives a shit. Like, nobody gives a shit. And it's so easy because the people who do give a shit, all you have to do is be like, oh, I didn't realize that you like to wear closet. And then that's all I'd have, you know, and you could just shatter them because you know anybody who comes up to anybody to make fun of whatever person, whatever thing they deem as aberrant or not socially reasonable. Oh, hey, I'm gonna pause real quick. I hear my Shih Tzu whining downstairs. I'll
Go
just be
ahead.
right back, okay?
Perfect.
Yes. Sorry about that.
No worries
I have
at
a
all.
six, uh-huh.
I said no worries at all.
I have a 16-year-old Shih Tzu who just, she works me every time. She's like, I'm gonna cry to get anywhere. But where was I?
We were talking about fashion and pantyhose.
Correct. I wonder how often, I imagine you get quite a few. How many letters do you get from people that are telling you, wow, you have given me so much, like you're a role model for me. I know you got letters that happen from that.
I don't get usually role model things, but what I do get is pictures of them in their pantyhose with their faces shown. So,
Wow.
yeah. So they'll send me those and they'll say, don't share this. I'm like, I don't share anything besides my own stuff, so don't worry about that. But they do like to be getting, they get excited to show me what they look like in pantyhose. And I feel like it's, it's, hey, you've opened up to me. Let me open up to you as well.
Welcome to the world of role model. You know who that is, right?
Oh
I want you to say it with me. I am a role model. Say,
boy, I am a role model. Yeah,
you are a role
absolutely.
model. And and also, okay, so I'm going to give you a perspective, but let's say I've heard of people in the community who have been prominently in the pantyhose mix, but then have gotten married to women, have had who have gotten into the more traditional, like, nuclear family lifestyle. And I've heard about them being rejected by the community. What do you think about that? What kind of like, I mean, I find it to be intensely hypocritical and also bigoted in a way. What are your thoughts on that?
I think what the reason that that happens is because it's sort of like a fantasy. Like I'm more of on the fetish end, or to me this is a big fetish more than anything.
It
And I
is
think
for
that,
everybody. It is for
yeah,
everybody, by the way.
it is for everybody. And so when they see you in pantyhose, the first thing they think of is, something sexual. And so I think when you tell them, oh, I'm with someone, that it kind of says, it takes away some of that. The fantasy, and I think that's why people do that. I don't agree with it at all. I mean, I think you can be with someone and put on pictures or videos of yourself, as long as your partner is completely fine with that. But you're right, it is hypocritical, to be doing that. I agree with you on that. But I do understand it as well because it is a fantasy that, when you show yourself on Instagram or OnlyFans, people have an image of you and them together, and if you put someone between you, it might scare some people away.
Well, yeah, and I'm here to tell you people, just because people have private lives, don't think for a second that we're not the whores that we've always been and always will be. We're here for you. The whore is here for you. And I mean, I'm speaking for myself. I don't know about Francis, but let's just, Francis, can we admit that, like, we have a natural inclination to show off, right? We like
Absolutely.
We like a good, we like a good audience to, there's something very visceral about knowing, like, oh, they blew a load to us. Thank you. What a compliment. You know what I mean? Like, it's a very high compliment. And it's also like, for me, I mean, I know that I'm flabbergasted when anybody's like, I've been jerking off to you for years. And I'm like, really? I thank you. I did not realize that I was years worth. I mean, I'll take a single fap and be
Yeah.
like, I'm like, that to me is an ultimate compliment. But there is a great amount of people really seeing you as role models. So what do you think, what would be your advice to the upcoming next generation of hoes lovers that you see coming out on the internet that are, in their 20s and they're finding their look and their style? What would be your advice? I think I might know what it is, but what's your advice?
Well, my advice would be if you're nervous at first, you can wear underwear underneath your pantyhose, but show your face because the only people that are looking are people that are just as excited about it as you are.
Amen.
And some of the things that get me, the worst thing today is going on and like, oh, I want to see some beautiful pictures. And you see AI photos and they all look the same. It drives me insane. And then also just the
Yes.
feet and legs, the feet and legs, you know, like be different than everybody else. Don't follow the same curve as everybody else. Be confident in yourself. Because again, you could be missing out on someone that you could be with in the future if you just post your face and they post their face and then, you know, you have connection together. You know, and the more you hide, I feel like the more you're going to lose that ability to find eventually the one you want to be with. You know, or even for a night,
No,
you know.
I mean, hey, one night stand, long-term relationship, they all come in the mix. If you
Yeah.
present yourself as an AI creation, also, by the way, everybody, I'm gonna stress this. If you guys want to know if it's AI or not, look at the hands. They're grotesque. I'm sorry. If you want to know that they're not human, just have a look at the hands. They're webbed, they have 15 different extra fingers, they're disturbing. And at this point in time, I think, and let me know what you think. I think it's detrimental to the men who want to show their faces, but now feel like the market's flooded with all these, like, you know, plastic, fantastic Barbie girl creations that do not look anything like they're not real. They're an amalgamation of an ideal of a human body that does not exist in nature. And there is obviously, you and I can vouch for this. There's a market for regular guys who want to wear hot guys, regular guys. I mean, like, I've always been fascinated by the fact that, like, there's a key for every lock, and if you're just brave enough to take that step, you will get the following. Like, I remember showing my face, just thinking it was what I wanted. I didn't think anything about it, and then all of a sudden, I have a following. Was that similar to
Yep.
you?
Absolutely. You know, and there's a point where I went online and I saw twinks in pantyhose, and I'm like, you know, if I put my pictures on, I'm not going to get the same following they are. You know, and the thing is, you kind of want your own following. So, you know, I might not get the twink crowd, but I'll get the other crowd that's interested in guys my size. You know, the guys are a little bit more, you know, bigger. And so, you know, it's, you know, you just got to be confident in yourself. And that's the thing, your pictures should show confidence. And also, lighting is also important. That's also a big
Amen.
problem. Because some of these
Amen.
pictures, I mean, some people put up like 50 pictures of the same pose, but like a little bit different.
Just
You
the
know, I
same
just,
shot of laying down their legs.
yeah. My thing is, I will take like 50 pictures and I'll go through 50 of them and maybe there's one that I like. And I'll erase the rest and I'll put that one up there, you know. And so it, you know, it does take some time to like to find that. And there's times where I post on Instagram and I get like maybe 70 or 80 likes. I'm like, I'm gonna take it down, you know, because there are times where you don't have confidence where you should have confidence.
You take
Like
it
maybe
down?
then
What do you
I
mean?
do. I've taken a couple. I've taken a few down. I've also archived a bunch because I don't want to show too much for like, okay, like there's like 100 pictures of him. I've had enough. So I try to keep up like 20 to 25 pictures at once.
I
And
mean,
I, you know.
call me biased, but like, I enjoy it. I mean, I've always like, full disclosure, I've never had an issue fapping to your material because
Excellent.
it's, again, like what you said, it's a confident guy wearing hose, showing his face. It doesn't hurt that your face is handsome. Okay, maybe got a little bit of the privilege going on over there. But you know what? You go with what you work with. I always loved it. It was one of the reasons why I think I was salaciously hitting on you back in the day, which, yeah, I was shameless. I was shameless about it. I was like,
No,
you're
it's
hot.
perfect.
And you know, yeah, you know, in our early days, you know, Francis and I, we exchanged, I'd say, some mutual admiration to one another. This was before,
Absolutely.
you know, this is before we matured into adulthood. Although, again, I will not totally deny, like, if Francis did ask me, hey, do you want to have a little fun after this? I'd be like, well, yeah, obviously, yes, totally. But I'm a classy guy, as everyone can tell. What are some other content creators that you've seen that you find to be exemplary or people that you find impressive that you would like to say, this is the next like generation of posers that are ready to show the world who they are?
You know, the one that pops my head is Mail. I don't know if you know Mail Shears. I'm sure you've seen him on there. Although he's taking stuff down on Twitter, so I don't know if there's something going on, because he's kind of like the young generation that's coming up.
Male shares, yes, very
Mail
muscular.
Shears, yes. But I mean, I don't see a lot of people with faces on, so that's kind of the one issue with mine is the ones I do get faces are private messages. So, you know, my suggestion with those that, you know, send me those messages is just put them online, you know, put them on Instagram. You know, as long as you're not showing, if you don't want to show your private parts, that's perfectly fine, you know,
Fair.
but show yourself, you know, like put some shorts on, show yourself, but show your face. You know, let everybody know who you are, because the more faces are out there, the more people are going to come around and do the same thing. You know,
Normalize.
and again, the only people that are going to find you on Instagram are the ones that, you know, you are going to want to talk to.
And the
So.
only people that are looking for men in pantyhose photographs, because my argument was, if somebody comes up to you and says, I saw you on a men in pantyhose website, I'd be like, oh, well, I didn't realize that you wore two, and just shut them down, because it's not something you accidentally find.
No. And
Like,
I've been doing this for like 10 plus years, and I've never had someone ever try to use it against me.
no.
And if anything, they've been supportive, and they're like, "Hey, show me more, please. You know,
Yeah.
what do you have that you don't have on the on Instagram? You know, it's never a negative thing. I do have my sorry, I do have my profile on private, just because there are so many bots out there, and I just don't want to deal with, you know, getting no pictured bots on there. So I do still have people that I accept them right away as soon as I see a picture. But you know, that's one thing that really I want to see more of is people's personalities on there. Because your personality doesn't show through your legs and your feet. Although
Nope.
there are good legs and feet out there,
Of course.
you don't go on Pornhub or any of these things and go, "Okay, let me just look at only feet,
Well,
only legs."
I
You know,
mean,
you want to see the whole package.
maybe you do, but that's you know, that's
Yeah.
and but I maybe, and I correct me if I'm wrong, if I'm putting words in your mouth, but I think with being a pantyhose influencer is that you can cater to the feet people, but then you
Yep.
also got to cater to the people who want to see legs. You got to cater to the people who want to see faces, because any sort of diversity, I believe, normalizes the wearing of it. I mean, yeah, feet are fun to, you know, give it a good crank too. Some people love a good feet. I've had a harder time with feet myself, because people are like, I want you to paint your toenails. And I'm like, oh no, you don't. Because when I paint my toenails, it looks like a 4-year-old did it. And it's not pretty. I've got cuticles that are painted. The pantyhose stick to my feet. So some people have talent with all that. I do not have feminine feet. My feet look like, you know, a man in pantyhose, which.
See, I use clear polish on my feet. I'm like crazy about my feet. My feet have to be perfect. I don't know what it is. And I do get a lot of messages about my feet and my legs. I don't know if you saw the last couple stories on Instagram. I had a lot of people tell me about how much they love my feet and my legs. So I do try to show them as much as possible. But my thing is I also try to show my face in the picture as well. Like, you know, like here's my feet, but this is who you're looking at as well. I feel like that's what's sexy is when I can see who you are. You know, there are sexy feet and legs, but I want to see who I'm looking at. You know, like it's just more personal to me.
Like, it's always awesome when someone's like got a sexy feet and you're like, oh wow, they got a hot body and a hot face. It's like
Yes.
overload. So,
Absolutely.
all right, a Q&A with you. Okay. What is, conversely, the best pair of pantyhose that are out there, and then the worst? And don't be afraid of offending people. It's okay if you say what you want to. If anybody doesn't like it, they can write me and I will tell them to kiss my nylon ass in the nicest way possible. But I'd love to know. I'd love to know your take.
I only wear Berkshire
Howdy do.
pantyhose. Yeah, I
Howdy
do.
do.
Those are my favorites.
They're
Just
great.
because they're easy to put on. I never really have any runs. Like if you look online, on all the reviews, people are like, oh, they're running all over. I'm like, I never had any issues with them. I've had like a blue pair of pantyhose I've had for like 7 years, not an issue.
Yeah, you
That's my
have fun.
favorite.
You do, and you rock the colors too.
I do. Anything from CVS that is for sale is bad. I mean, I if I want to go to CVS and get a pair of pantyhose in there, every time I bring them home, they have runs going right down them. So that's, the only one I really use is Berkshire.
What do you think is a pair of overrated?
I don't really try other pantyhose because I know what I'm getting with Berkshire. So I don't really have a good opinion on what's really bad or overrated because I really only use Berkshire. If I'm like in a rut and I need, I want to get some new pictures and new colors, I may go to Target and they have nice selection there.
The new day.
But Berkshire is the one, like they're just every time I put them on, they're like the perfect size. I never had any issues with them.
Now, my question to you is, what I like about your look is that you'll go from unshaved to shaved. Is that strategic, or is that just how you're feeling that day?
So my I have a sensitive skin, and so what I usually do is at the end of summer, that's when I shave everything. And like I shave my legs and I take pictures of me without, just completely shaved. And then I try to keep that going. But over time, if I see that I'm having skin problems, I just let it come in and I just wait till the next September to come. But
Do
like.
you use any product for the legs, like as far as like preventative?
So I even since I was in like 8th grade, I've always had folliculitis problems,
Oh, that's
and they just come out of nowhere. Like and so, when I shave, originally when I shave, if I have folliculitis, the folliculitis goes away, and then over time it comes back worse. And so that's why I don't shave as much, just because it can be uncomfortable with that. But September is when I usually do it because that's when it's getting cold out, and that's like the perfect time to really wear them. With the shaved, and same thing. I wear blue opaque tights during the winter. So I
It gets
just have a
cold where
certain.
you are.
Yeah, it does. Like right today, it's going to be 93 right now, which is
Ooh.
kind of brutal. But it
I'm
does get cold in the
Florida.
winters.
I'm sorry, babe. It's Florida. That'd be like brutal. Like, okay. Brutal for where you are, maybe.
Yeah,
But
anything over 90 is brutal for me. I'm not a heat guy. I like the cold.
I don't know. I've personally found that like super sheer tights, I love the way they wick. But you
That's
have
true.
to be smooth-legged for them to do the wick. If you have hairy legs, then the hair absorbs it, and then it becomes, tarantula territory, where it's like it's soaked and stuff like that. But I've also been obsessive about shaving my legs because it's my secondary fetish. Like, I don't care who the guy is, if they have shaved legs, I'm like Rain Man. I'm like, oh, like I can notice it from across the room, and I get very confused with other wearers who are like, I'm never shaving my legs, and I'm like, but you don't know what the sensation is. How do you feel about that? Do you agree that the sensation is very intense? And
Absolutely. If I didn't have those skin issues, I'd absolutely have them shaved all the time, 100%. It's just, when I do get the skin issues and I'm just, I just leave it alone for a little bit.
have you ever thought
Um,
about
I, I don't,
waxing or electrolysis?
uh, I have not. I mean, I've never
It
tried
works.
waxing or anything. I
It
think ever
works.
since, was it the 50-year-old virgin? I've been afraid to do that.
There have been marvelous advancement in waxings and electrolysis, believe it or not. I mean, if you have the resources, it's wonderful in a sense that even if you have it done a few times, it thins out the hair.
Okay,
Like the
interesting.
hair becomes much more fine, and the same with waxing. Because you tear it out at the root, and it has no choice but to come back weaker, and the weaker hair also requires less shaving. I know I sound very much like the cult of leg shaving, but
No.
it's very helpful. I know so many guys though who are terrified to shave their legs because of what their wife or whatever their buddies would say, and my response to that is, Why are you looking at my legs?
Yeah,
Do you like them?
be yourself. You know,
Yeah.
again, you know, I have no shame with all my partners. Like I said, you know, when women, when I told them I've had sex with guys, and hey, you want to peg me? You know, I have no shame. And they're the more you're open with them, the more they are, you know, open to do anything. So don't be, if you're with someone that you're afraid to talk to and talk about your interests, then you're not supposed to be with that person. You have to be with someone that you can open up to.
Have any of your lady friends gotten into pantyhose to see what it's all about with you? Have you found yourself able to convince them to wear them for you when you're having funsies?
Yeah, when I tell them I want to, you know, I'm into pegging, I said to them, you know, I'm into pantyhose too, and so usually while they're pegging me, they'll have pantyhose on, so it makes it, you know, actually sexier for me.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, the only, you know, it's funny because guys, when it came to wearing pantyhose, was a lot harder for me, than it is for women. Women are like, okay, sure, you know, whatever. Where guys were like, oh, I don't know about this, you know. I
But
think
you
they felt.
convinced him, but you convinced him anyway, didn't you?
There are a few I convince, yes. But mostly, you know, it's a lot harder with guys than women. You know, you tell women, you know, put pantyhose on, they find it sexy too. So, you know, we just gotta get more men out there to show it off and make it, you know, make it more out, you know, be out
Make
with
it
it.
as common as it is, guys, because we all know that in private, you're wearing them and rubbing them out like a stain in a carpet. We all know. I mean, pantyhose are hot because, again, I said this before, but there is no male analog to pantyhose. The closest thing that we have are, spandex or unitards or, the exercise tights, which, it's a good baby step, but they're not erotic feeling. I mean, maybe to somebody who's never worn pantyhose, but for us, I think you can agree, right? Wearing pantyhose under workout outfits, like, is that not like swoosh heaven? Like, you get, I don't know. How do you feel?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And right now in the summer, because it is hot and I don't like the heat, I wear sheer socks. So those are also very good. Yeah, I mean, I just love the feeling. I mean, you see me, I'm wearing a bodysuit of nylon right now. I just absolutely love the feeling. It makes me feel comfortable.
You look great.
And oh, thank you. And you know, I think if you know, more guys out there, they sh I know a lot of guys out there are showing or wearing them. It's just about showing them, you know, the more you show it, the more it normalizes it. And you know, you'll find a lot more fans out there and a lot more people that you'll connect with more.
Speaking of fans, what is it? How did you deal with the becoming known for, I mean, I don't know, did you ever anticipate that there would be some sort of celebrity in your life, and how have you adjusted to being somebody who gets letters, gets, that kind of response? How does that feel for you?
To me, it feels great. I mean, for people to open up, you know, and again, it's not easy. If you are like hiding, if you're in the closet, first of all, or you're in the closet with pantyhose, it's hard for you to share yourself to others. And for them to be able to share with me, you know, these pictures, it means a whole lot to me because it shows that they trust me. And I'm not going to ever betray that trust. You know, I enjoy seeing pictures of different people of all ages, you know, showing me the pantyhose, you know, from 20-year-olds to 60-year-olds. You know, it's like they want to show you, then and they look for the reaction from you. And of course, you're not gonna, you know, like they all look great. You know, I always say to them, like, you look sexy, look great. You know, show it more often.
Yep, exactly. I know that you're a very, very busy man, and I won't keep you for much longer, but what I want to know is, where can people find you if they want to become a supporter of what it is that you're doing? Where can they go to get their Francis fix, if you know what I'm saying?
I just made an OnlyFans about a week ago. I had one previously and I took it down. And I put it back up and I have some really good videos. I have some feet videos. I have some me masturbating in different types of pantyhose, dildo videos. Like it's if you want to find me, OnlyFans.com/Francis P. Hose, or if you want to, you know, if you want to just see who I am. You can go to my Instagram, which is also known Francis P. Hose as well.
And this is the most important question I think anybody can ever be asked, and I hesitate, but what do you, like, do you still find me hot? I mean, that's a very important question.
Absolutely.
Thank you. You see, I know it has to be the most important question, because in my mind, I'm the most beautiful person that's ever existed. Now, when other people tell me otherwise, I go, well, clearly you're delusional. But no, I tease.
I feel like you're the leader. Like whenever I think of the pantyhose movement or whatever you want to call it, I always think of the king as being the one that leads us the way. Like the fact that, I mean, listening to your podcasts is like my favorite thing. Like you don't understand when you don't like make podcasts for a little bit, I check every day.
I
I will
know,
check every day.
and I will say to everybody, you guys, the only reason that I do this is because I have three different professions that I'm working at. One of them is a day jobby thing. The other two, actually, believe it or not, are online content creators that I go under other different names. So I'm known in different circles. The first one that I ever was Pantyhose King. So if just for the record, a monthly update is probably the best I can do right now in order to keep it. That's what's financially solvent for me. I'm never forgetting you guys. I'm never not doing another episode. I will wear pantyhose for the rest of my life. And when I wear pantyhose, I get a little, I don't just get horny, but I get creative. And again, just reaching out to you and hearing that you were fine. I mean, it's been a long time waiting. I know that you've always been shy. And you've always been very protective of yourself. So I cannot thank you so much for coming on the show, no pun intended, and just being like who I always thought you were, which is just badass. And I will insist that you come on in the future, because I what can I say? I think you're stellar. And it's not just because I fapped to you 100,020 times. That might play into it. But, you know.
Well, I have to say, you are constantly trying new things, and that's what makes it amazing. Like your website was amazing, it was, being able to model on your website when it was out, and then you moved on from that and you made the podcast, and the podcast I find completely interesting. You have amazing cast of people. I know you have the two different gentlemen that usually come on and co-host with you, and it's
Yes,
fun.
yes.
It's listening to you talk about this because I could tell it's your passion. I mean, it's definitely your passion.
Oh, yeah.
And the reason I was telling you is I always look for you is because, you make us want more and more. Like I want to hear more and more about what you have to say. And that's why I love this podcast, is like I can, hear everything that you have to say about it. And it's so interesting and fun to listen to.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And just for the record, I'm going to do a little plug here. If you guys want to see where the Pantyhose Kingdom went, it did not disappear. It has just migrated. So if you join my Patreon, if you pay the minimum, it's $10 a month, you will get full access to the Pantyhose Online Archive, which does feature our special guest. And don't worry, since you are a contributor, after this is over, I will get you the necessary information so you can go in and experience the glorious fap that is my collection of pantyhose models that have so over the years so generously donated. I also keep an archive of everything from the internet that has been posted and taken down since, I guess the Jurassic era, because that's how old I am. And I mean, they were going to be lost to time, and we need it. I mean, like, it's a bummer that people don't just dress up as Peter Pan at parties. I'm like, really? You ever see like people dress up as Peter Pan and they're wearing sweatpants, and you just want to kick them in the nuts? I'd be like, wow, what is so wrong with you that you can't actually go with what the costume
Yeah.
requires? Like,
Put those tights on. Yeah, get the tights on. Let's go.
get the tights on. What are you afraid of? That somebody's going to call you a mo? Ooh. Like,
Yeah.
welcome to my kingdom. People called me a mo on my entire life. And then even if you're not, just turn around and be like, yeah, what's it to you? You want a blowjob? Because that's going to cost you money. Just embarrass them. And I agree with you. I think the key thing is do not give a shit, because if you don't give a shit, people don't give a shit, because people are self-involved, They don't care.
Yep.
And the ones who do care, that's a fellow hoser.
And sometimes you gotta be selfish. You gotta be selfish for yourself and look
Oh,
out
yeah.
for yourself and look out for your needs. And that's what you need to be selfish with. Be yourself.
And I guess, you know what? I think we can both agree. I love being selfish by having my legs feel like they're being kissed by 1,000 sexy nylon angels, right?
Absolutely.
If that's selfish, then pff, give me, give me, give me. Well, it's been wonderful talking to you. I wish it could be longer, but I know you're very busy. We will definitely have you on again. I'm sure people are gonna adore you just as much as I do. And I'm glad you're back on the scene, and keep on keeping on. And if you have any sort of things that you want to spread amongst the community, I will be happy to help do that for you because I think that you're great. And I also think it's very cruel to hide a fappable pantyhose stud from the general public. It's just, I think it's actually sacrilegious, as I would say. So thank you so much again. And is there anything you'd like to add before we do a do the goodbyes?
No, thank you again for having me. It was a pleasure. I know we've been trying to do this for a long time, and I'm just happy to be here and share the time with you.
You guys, and I will say this, Francis is a busy, busy guy. Like he's adulting like nobody's business. So this is a big get for me. And I know you all know that it's a big get because I know everybody out there has fapped to Francis, I think. Like I could take a private poll, but I don't need to because you can't really you can't deny the fate. It's like he's hot, right? People, leave it in the comments. Leave it in the comments how hot he is because you know he is. And I guess that's about it. So thank you again, and we will chat again.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.